Blog Talk Radio.
I won't just
go into a long preliminary because I know I only have 30 minutes on today. I want to keep it short and sweet because I know you've had a tiring day, so I don't want to be before you very long on tonight, but I will just give you what God has given unto me. And if this program has been a blessing, inspiration to you in your daily walk with God, I would love to hear from you. We welcome your calls and your comments. And you can just look on the monitor, and I will give you those numbers as stated. 646-200-3074. 646-200-3074. And the next number is 877-598-8654. 877-598-8654. And like I said before, we welcome your calls and your comments, that you are welcome to call into the studio whenever you feel the need to do so. And so, without, like I said, any further ado, I would like for you that will out there in my digital listening audience to bow your head as we go in prayer. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for assembling us together in unity once again around this spectrum, coming together as pilgrims through this barren land. Hallelujah. We're asking you to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom, and I will, those that are maybe hurting and deep down within their very soul, these and other blessings I ask in thy son Jesus' name, and we shall all say amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so, tonight's theme is the image of God as Father. I'd like to repeat that. The image of God as Father. And we know that if we want to represent the image of God as a Father, we know that love suffers long, and it is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. And we find those reading in the law of 1 Corinthians 13 and 4. And we know that the image of God that we see in the law of Psalm 68 may hold part of the answer to these questions, for it reveals aspects of the character and function of God from which we as African Americans, hallelujah, can learn much. God isn't just our Father in name, the image of God. The Father is actively demonstrated by his action on behalf of those who have no father figure in their lives. God and is the guardian, the hope, the strength of our orphans and the widows indeed. Anyone deprived of significant male family members or who are without protectors, providers, and mentors. In light of all the difficulties, we know that as black African American men face today, fatherhood models after God the Father is a vital image we need to recover and reclaim. We need to rediscover what it means to be like the one who raised them, that are bowed down. We read in the law of Psalm 146 and 8, reads like this, and relieve the fatherless and the widow. We read also in the law of Psalm 146 and 9, reads this, who chasteneth those he loves. In the law of Hebrews 12 and 6, and who others call Abba, mark 14 and 36, we need to rediscover what it means to be the instrument of God's Father's love, as Boaz did when he became the kinsman redeemer to Ruth and Naomi, and thereby preserved the family line of the Messiah. Perhaps one of the benefits of the Million Dollar Man March was the galvanizing of the divine image within the conscience of many African American males. To be a father in the likeness of God, and to be a father in the likeness of God, is to become an adopter, a creator, a founder of new hope and possibilities for those who have been left to face the ravage of life in our homes and our communities. And we know that when we have the image of God, we will do as God's word have instructed us, and that is to love one another as God has loved the church and gave his life for her. And we know that in this day and time that we live in, we don't have a lot of fathers in the home. A lot of today's society, households is ran by single parents. May it be a single female or a single male. But we know that a lot of the males are absent out of the home. But we know that when we have that image of God as a father, then we will carry ourselves accordingly. And we will go out and reach out to that son or daughter that don't have a father in her or his life. You can go and mentor that person and, you know, just give them words of comfort. And you can also, you know, help them in their self-esteem. Maybe they are facing, you know, a time of life to where, you know, a lot of times when they get out of high school, they don't really have anywhere to go. By that time, you're 18, and a lot of times your parents want you to move on out or get you a job or go and, you know, room with someone. And so a lot of times I found out, you know, through the airways that even a lot of the adoptive young kids of today, or young adults of today, when they reach the age of maturity that they can, you know, no longer be in the adoptive home, then they have to go outside of the home and find somewhere to lodge, somewhere to stay, you know, someone to stay with. And a lot of times they don't have those tools. They don't have those tools in front of them. And so they're left alone. They're left outside in the cold, in the darkness, in the still of the night. They're left alone. But as you have the image of God mindset, the image of God as a father, then you will, you know, be concerned about that son or daughter that's outside in the cold, that has nowhere to go. You know, we as Christians have to take on the character of Christ and loving one another as sisters and brothers in the priesthood of Christ. And so we know that Christian love sometimes is easy to talk about, but we find that it's difficult to practice. Because we know that first, we must consciously desire God's best for everyone. And we know that this love suffers long and is kind. And love doesn't envy. Love doesn't behave cruelly. Love doesn't seek its own. It is not provoked, thinks no evil. And in the law of 1 Corinthians 13 and 4 through 5, then as we depend on the Lord, hallelujah, we must put these attitudes into practice. So the next time that you feel like finding fault with someone, resist that impulse and look for a way to do good to that person. And we read that in the law of Galatians 6 and 10. Do this diligently, and in time you will be cured of your belly aching. Because we know that we should not criticize the one who works, the one who listens to God's word and heeds. But I would criticize myself, dear Lord. Confess to you my faithless words and deeds. So we know that we don't have to find fault, but instead of finding fault, we should find a remedy. We should find a remedy to help those that are in need, those that need a father figure. We don't have to biological be that person's father to be a father figure or a mother figure, because we are their father in the spirit of God, in the image of God. We are their mother spiritually, in a spiritual sector, in the spiritual image of God. But we're talking about the image of God as a father on today, because we are celebrating the Father's Day all day. I've seen fathers to and fro on today as I've been out about. And it really just, I tell you, it enlightened me. And it just impressed my heart because I saw a lot of men and women walking together, families and children and toddlers and babies and sons and daughters walking together in unity. You know, it was just one beautiful sight, I tell you. And I just told my son, I said, you know, this really is beautiful on today to see so many people that's, you know, accompanied by a male. May it be their husband or may it be, you know, their friend, whomever. We just thank God for whomever want to step in and be the man of the family, be the head of the family and not the tail. And I'll tell you, it's just really been a beautiful day on today. And I am reminded, you know, that my parents were convinced that if they corrected, you know, me and they corrected us out of a sense of love, then we know that the judicial system wouldn't have reason or occasion to correct us, correct my brothers and myself of prejudice and malice. Now, I know that my parents tried to emulate God's discipline and expression of his love, care, and concern by ultimate good. And we know that this premise is drawn directly from the law of Hebrews 12, where we read that the divine Father, he corrects, he loves, and disciplines. And God, our role model for parenting, creates for us a new and wholesome perspective on discipline, a paradigm of true love and everlasting concern. We come to understand that God corrects those he loves only to teach them to live in a wholesome and helpful manner and to help them grow spiritually. Discipline and correction must never be mistaken for abuse, whether physical or emotional, where the goal is to hurt and humiliate, destroys and diminish. Abuse causes premature damage and scarring. We learn to carry out our parental roles by listening to and observing God as God disciplines us. So do parents who are concerned about their children. Development toward physical, emotional, and spiritual maturity. We take our cues from God. When tough love is necessary, tough love is dispensed. When teaching is necessary, teaching is supplied. When patience is required, patience is provided. These seeds of maturity are sown in our children so they will produce the peaceable fruit of righteousness. We read that in the law of Hebrews 12 and 11. And so I know that I don't have much time. My time has about run out. But I would like to share this with you. I hope and pray that I've said something to inject your spirit and impact your mind. As I have given unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.
Working on me.